Iranian broadcaster raises suspicions about death of reporter on Syrian border. Roy Greenslade, The Guardian. 20th October 2014. A journalist working for Press TV on the Turkish-Syrian border was killed on Sunday in what are claimed to be suspicious circumstances. Serena Shim was reported to have died in a car accident while returning to her hotel in Turkey after leaving the strategically important Syrian town of Kobani. She was a passenger in a car that collided with a truck, but Press TV, an Iranian broadcaster, does not accept that it was an accident. Her death occurred the day after she broadcast an item, the order of which follows this piece, in which she said the Turkish intelligence agency had threatened her and accused her of spying. She had reported that Islamic State militants had crossed from Turkey into Syria on trucks bearing the symbols of the World Food Organization and other NGOs. Shim, an American citizen of Lebanese origin, told Press TV viewers that she was a bit frightened by what the Turkish intelligence might use against me. She feared arrest, noting that Turkey is labelled, according to the press freedom watchdog, Reporters Without Borders, as the world's largest prison for journalists. In a report on the Press TV website, a London-based political analyst claimed that our sister Serena has been assassinated by the government of Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Shabir Hasan Ali said, Serena was hounded in a fashion by Turkish intelligence because she told the truth about Erdogan's regime, which she accused of oppressing the Kurdish population and actively supporting Islamic State. This is the audio from Press TV's report on the death and the final report that the dead journalist filed.
Hello and welcome to Press TV's broadcast, and we bring you this broadcast with very, very sad breaking news for all of us here at Press TV. Our correspondent, Serena Shim, has been killed near the Turkey-Syria border. Serena was killed in a reported car accident when she was returning from a report scene in the city of Suric in Turkey's Urfa province. She was going back to her hotel when their car collided with a heavy vehicle. Urfa province is near the Syrian border. Serena Shim covered reports for Press TV in Lebanon, Iraq, and Ukraine. On Friday, she told Press TV that the Turkish intelligence agency had threatened her and accused her of spying, and she feared being arrested.
I'm very surprised at this accusation. I've even thought of actually approaching Turkish intelligence, and because I have nothing to hide and I've never done anything aside from my job, and I'd like to make that apparent to them. However, I am a bit worried because, as you know, and as the viewers know, that Turkey has been labeled by Reporters Without Borders as the largest prison for journalists. So I am a bit frightened about what they might use against me. We were some of the first people on the ground, if not the first people, to get that story of those Tekfiri militants going in through the Turkish border from the Beyb el-Hawa Rihanli border, being sent in. I got images of them in World Food Organization trucks. It was very apparent that they were Tekfiri militants by their beards and by the clothes that they wore, and they were going in there with NGO trucks. And I just find it very odd. They went to several local residents here, asked about me. The residents said, no, we know her. We have seen her before. We've seen her work. She is not a spy. And they were blatant on going through with the fact that, no, yes, I actually am. And that they told any people that if they see me, to bring me in.
That is Serena Shim again. Serena Shim is dead, has been killed apparently in a car accident, as you saw there in that latest report just a couple of days ago. She had been threatened by Turkish intelligence. Of course, we'll be bringing you more on that if we get more information of exactly what has happened. Again, Press TV's journalist, Serena Shim, Turkey, is killed.